a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We bought a house and settlement is this week.
It's so exciting.
And there's no point buying a house, making a purchase that big without using it for content.
Yeah.
If I can't use it for content...
What's the point?
Mm. I might as well not buy the house. Might as well rent forever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's content in itself. So we're obviously getting quite excited, doing the packing. Fortunately, having lived with mum for the last 18 months, we don't sort of have to be out on a certain day, so we don't have to get a truck or whatever. We've got a trailer and we'll do it in dribs and drabs. We're very close to mum's place as well.
Nice.
Not quite the same street, but might as well be.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's all looking pretty good.
Love it.
We are, as I said, quite excited. This is our first house, certainly first house together, and so we're driving past it. It's nearby, as I say, so it's easy to drive past.
Just checking up on it.
Yeah, just it's that thing. It's like, oh, I'm driving home. Oh, I might just swing past the house, see, just have another look, just have a geez, you know, see what's going on. And as we've done that over the last sort of, because it was a 45-day settlement or whatever, so it's been a quick settlement. But we've still had a few weeks up our sleeves, and it was a bit stressful sort of the getting all the paperwork done. But for the last two odd weeks, the paperwork's been done, and so it's now the waiting game.
Yeah.
And it's either that or Hungry Hungry Hippos, because the waiting game sucks. So we've been driving past and just having a look, and we've seen progressively the people we're buying the house off moving out.
Yeah.
We've not been watching them do it.
Sounds like you're watching them.
Every time you go past, you're like, oh, there's cars out the front, or oh, there's sort of this happening or that happening.
Yeah.
This is out the front, that's out the
front. Oh, they've got that brand of washing machine. That's nice.
No, not that close, mate.
Are you sure?
I'm too nervous to slow right down. So I do go past and be like, there's people hooning around our street for some reason.
I'd love to know if you've been called in.
What
to
do you
the
mean?
Police.
Oh, like,
there's people that keep
hooting and loitering. Like, yeah. Mm. Anyway, so over the last sort of week or so, we were under the impression that they'd pretty much moved out because there wasn't much action. Whereas previously there had been a fair bit of action, now not so much.
Okay. Is it sounding worse the longer you're going with this story? Is
no,
it
it's fine. Well, I'm fine with it.
Good.
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, good.
So driving past Sunday morning, I drove past and I was like, oh, it's all quiet. Yeah. You know, everything's closed, ready, and looks like it's done.
Yeah, nice.
And it's peaceful and it's a beautiful little street and we're so happy. I'm so looking forward to it, right? And then later that day, Carlia drove past and the front door was open and the gate was open. And she just noticed it, but there was no cars around.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then this is Sunday sort of later on in the afternoon, my stepdad got home, Anthony, and he goes, oh, I drove past the house, because they're doing it too.
Yeah.
And he's like, and the front door's open and the gate was open. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, Carlia saw that earlier, so, you know, whatever. But then yesterday, that was Sunday evening. Then yesterday morning, Monday morning, Carlia went past again and the front door was open, the gate was open, and still no cars around.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden we're like, oh, hang on. Have they, because again, remember, we're under the impression that they've moved out. They're pretty much done, right?
Well, you've been driving past every 15 minutes. You'd notice someone was still there.
We have just been cutting laps.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, hang on a second. Maybe, what if they've left? They think, all right, job done. It's ready to be handed over this week. We're out. Pull the door closed, walk away, and the door just goes back open.
Oh, they've lived there for how many years? And they just have not shut the door properly at the end.
Let he who's never accidentally left a door open throw the first stone.
Yeah.
So anyway, we start overthinking it, obviously, because we're very excited about moving into this house.
Yeah, yeah.
So I call the real estate, don't get on to him. He calls me back, doesn't get on to me. We're leaving voicemails. I eventually just text him and say, hey, mate, here's the situation.
I'm a creep.
We've just driven past a couple of times over the last 24 odd hours and the door's open, the gate's open, but no one seems to be around.
Yeah.
We're happy to go and pull the door closed, but I don't want to step on anyone's toes, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to do the right thing, so I've gone through the real – I don't want to do the wrong thing, so I've gone through the real estate agent. So that's fine. And he takes a while to get back to me, eventually gets back to me and says, hey, they're still moving out, so cool your jets kind of thing. And I said to Galia, imagine we'd taken it upon ourselves, just assumed that we were right, rocked up to the house and been stuck our head in the door as we've gone to close it.
Bang.
Or just been like, hey, this is basically our place, so we'd appreciate it if you kept this closed. Thank you.
Keep the door closed.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, it is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guests of the year. We're all ready to go this week, gang.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. Log.
I'm feeling good.
You're the reigning champ with this one.
Am I? Sweet.
Time to get you knocked off your perch.
Okay.
Okay, aggressive language from Lingua. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and recall where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. Usually it's some sort of emotional teenage trauma that we were enduring at the time. It leaves a real mark on both your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, for some of us anyway. The rest of us were outside kicking the footy.
Yeah, just get some fresh air.
How dare I be physically active and healthy?
Whereas I was in my bedroom on my bed, writing in my journal and eating my hair.
Well, that's what you told your mum at least. What are you doing in there, Tom? Oh, I'm writing in my journal. Can't wait.
Eating my hair. That's why I've got none left. I ate it all. Anyway. We write it down on a piece of paper.
Bring us back on task, Tommy, please.
We write it down on a piece of paper. We reveal on three. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
We're ready to play.
Let's do it.
Okay. Guess the year. Question number one this week sounds like this.
Yes. New Kids on the Block. Okay, my sister had this on tape.
It was definitely cassette tape, though.
What era NKOTB, though, was it? Was it NKOTB or was it New Kids on the Block? Who knows?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that time I met him?
Did you really?
Yeah, met him.
All of them?
Yeah, they got presented with the key to the city in Melbourne when they came on tour.
It's pretty cool.
It was.
I'm actually really jealous.
It was one of the coolest things in my entire life.
Yeah.
My dad was on the board of directors for Brashers at the time, and so I got backstage access to a bit of that.
Oh, nice. A little bit of nepotism. I love it.
I know. Nepo baby.
All right. So
I've had a guess.
I'm
going to
say that was...
Come on, Tom.
Okay, all right. No, I'm changing it. God.
Oh, now you're overthinking
okay,
it.
Okay, I am, aren't I? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
1984.
What did you say?
84. No, you've gone way
too. I've gone 88.
Hey, I've gone 92. Here we go.
The year was 1988.
Surprise on both your faces.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
There we go. 1 point to Cameron Lane. Question number two.
I love sending this as a message to people.
No, it's not Rick Astley.
No, I was thinking about the film clip, but it's...
No, it's what's his name? I can't believe none of us can remember it.
Ooh. I was thinking of a Paula Abdul song.
Okay, well, it's not Paula
that
Abdul.
Sound like...
Thomas.
Paula Abdul.
oh, my God.
All right, I've got mine.
Yeah. I got mine.
Okay.
Who was that?
It's a Billy...
Billy Ocean. It's Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean's dad. All right. 3, 2, 1. 1986.
84.
86.
93.
Oh,
jeez.
I've been
feeling you were right this morning.
I'm so all right. I don't know.
The year was 1988.
Oh, I'll take that one. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right.
Okay, so
1 point.
It's a Ling one, Tom one, log yet.
You've been like a decade off each time.
I know. I don't know what's up. I'm just rolling.
Are you intentionally losing because you've won
no,
the last
be gospel,
2 weeks?
I'm not,
okay,
I'm just,
all right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number three for the win for either of us two and for you to bring it to a tiebreaker. Question number three of Guess the Year.
Oh, Lingy's getting into it, Thomas.
This is a good tune.
Yeah, this is like your wheelhouse, isn't
but
it?
Who is this again?
One of the Merrills?
No, it's
Bainbridge,
not.
Bainbridge, yeah, I was thinking.
No, it's Melissa Etheridge.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I'm just having a guess.
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
Hit us with it, Tom.
Three, 2, 1. 1989.
8.
What did you say?
98.
98. Oh, mate. Are you okay?
I don't know. What are you, what's, what?
Shall we get, can someone take her temperature?
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone's listening right now and knows medical sort of expertise, would you mind coming into the studio?
I'm not smelling toast.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say, Tom?
I said 1989.
I've gone 88.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. This is for the win.
The year was
1988. Oh, Cameron Lynch.
Oh, yes.
Oh, on the nose. If I knew what happened in Succession or knew what it was about, I would make a reference to that. But
you were literally a decade off on that one.
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
I'm so happy.
You know, what about
weeks? My mood of happiness is being dampened by how concerned I am for you.
Let's get a triage nurse in here, ASAP.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So we went and visited my mate a couple of weeks ago at her house in Ballarat, me and my other mate, Phil, right? So Phil and me, we've been best mates since high school, right? Forever. And he shocked me because at her house, at my friend Cara's house, she has this amazing thing that the chokehold that this item had on me as a child, I can't even tell you. Did you used to love the Australian Geographic shops?
Sure.
Yeah. No. There's no sure. No. There's yes.
Well then,
okay.
Well,
we didn't love it like you loved it.
No.
Okay.
We were probably more sort of go into the sports shops or the CD. Yeah.
Okay.
And we probably more had friends.
That is so painful. It took my breath away for a second. Excuse me. It was a wonder of space and time. And there were cool things in there. I don't care whatever you say.
I know. But weirdly, you were the only one in that shop ever.
Okay. I used to... Mum would take us to High Point, right?
Yeah.
And that would be where it was. And she would drag me through Meyer and David Jones and everything, with the core end of our day being you get to go to the Australian National Geographic shop.
Oh,
and you walk in and the frog goes ribbit, ribbit, and you're just like, wow, this experience is unreal.
Mm.
And there's space posters and there's dinosaurs that you make out of cardboard and there's all these amazing things. I got my telescope from there. Yes, I have a telescope. Yeah.
I almost felt bad about what I said a few seconds ago, but I don't anymore.
No, I don't. You're
just
right.
Because I had posters of the moon on my wall when I was younger, that Mum said, take it down because we don't have posters on this wall. But it was a poster of the goddamn moon.
Mm.
Anyway, that's just setting the scene. There was this amazing thing that I used to be obsessed with, and my friend has it in her house as an adult. Do you remember those birds that they would balance on your finger? They're called balancing birds,
yes,
right?
Yep. You could like balance them on your nose. Yeah.
You could balance them on anything. Yep. Yes.
I do know what you're talking about.
Lee, you're with me.
My mum's got one and the kids love them.
Aren't they unreal?
Yeah.
Okay. As a child, they're unreal. As an adult, even more unreal.
They're intriguing as an adult.
Yeah, they are. Tom,
how they do it.
What?
I vaguely remember them.
My friend has this in her house and I ran over it, pushed people out the way. Get out, you've got a balancing bird. She's like, oh yeah. And I was like, give it to me. And my friend Phil was like, what is this? And I'm like, you haven't lived.
Mm.
And I just felt sad for him in that moment because I was like, that's lame.
So do you think Phil rang Cara and said, hey, can you put out the balancing bird so we've got something for Loggy to play with while you and I catch up?
Well, it worked.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just a quick one for all the milk enthusiasts out there. Made by Cow is a milk brand, was sold in Coles and Woolies as well as independent retailers, had amassed a cult customer base. It's gone into voluntary administration.
Oh.
So if you don't see your milk on the shelf, that's because they don't exist anymore.
Mm.
The world's first cold-pressed raw milk, apparently. You've been not allowed to sell unpasteurised milk in Australia since the 40s, but advocates for raw milk claim it's more natural and safer for children, believing essential nutrients are destroyed in the pasteurisation process.
Oh.
along with other really bad bugs, I'd assume, in that pasteurisation process, which is really important for our health, I would have thought.
Harmful bacteria. That's the issue there, you see. Are you just raw dog and milk? Are you just straight from the...
Don't say that.
I don't know about you, but I don't want my milk raw.
You grew up on a farm log.
Yeah.
I know, not necessarily a cattle farm. Vegetable farm. Have you... any cows?
No cows. But I have family in, you know, yes, family has been in cows.
Have you drank milk?
Like in the industry.
Have you drank milk straight from a cow in the past? Like fresh milk the cow? Well,
maybe when I was a child.
Just
I don't know.
Wheezing the juice stuff.
Not that I'm aware of.
On your back underneath the cow.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Because I think that. If directly 100% from the cow is magnificent, isn't it?
I don't think anyone should go put their mouth on cows. No,
no, I'm not suggesting that.
Well, yeah.
So
I think cats do it. I think from my understanding is that cats used to sit underneath
cows
and kind of, you know,
get the drips.
Oh, who's told you that and you believe it? That's so cute.
Of course they do. You don't think cats are smart enough to get free milk?
Well, they lie on their back, do they? Just underneath a cow.
5222 9555. Have you ever seen
a cat lie
drink,
under a cow?
Have you seen a cat drink from a cow? That's all. I don't care what it was doing. I don't care whether it was lying or whatever. It makes more sense for it to be sitting up so it's closer to the udder. To be honest.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
How did we get here and where is the exit door?
Anyway, raw milk, if that's your thing, you'll have to find it somewhere else. That's the latest news.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, we're anticipating making this a regular segment, but we haven't made up an intro or anything yet, so it's da-da-da-da-da, get ready for Lingy to ruin everything.
No, you can't do.
Lingy spoiler segment.
No, you can't.
I've only got one thing to say. Carpe the diem, people. Only people who watched Succession last night will get that one.
Okay.
It's got the classic little one-liners like that where they think they're so smart, the kids of Logan Roy, that they make statements like, carpe the diem.
Right.
Oh, okay. Spoiler.
So, Succession,
ruin one of the gags.
On binge, huge show. Said to be one of the best shows of the decade.
Yes.
It has finally finished last night.
Four seasons in. They had the finale last night. A 90-minute finale. A lot. You know the big shows, the Game of Thrones type, the Sopranos, the Seinfelds, all those big long-running shows. Often the finale leaves everybody feeling a little bit potentially flat.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to end a show that so many people love and for everyone to be happy with it, right?
Yes. Mm. I'm not saying everyone's going to be happy with the finale, as in the result of the finale, but the quality of the finale, outstanding.
Okay, so as a viewer, at the end of it, were you left... How did you feel inside after seeing the end? And once again, we're saying no spoilers.
No spoilers.
A lot of people haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to try my best. I'll honestly try my best. Dodsy was fuming, had lots of questions. Yeah. She was like, but that was the result of what happened within the show.
Yeah, okay.
But as a quality of show, that with Succession, now we're talking about, this is not a spoiler thing, quick overview. It's almost like a loosely based on the Murdoch dynasty, big global media empire controlled by this incredibly huge figure, ruthless figure of Logan Roy, played by Brian Cox. He's got four kids, but really only three who are considered serious contenders to succeed him when the time comes that he either relinquishes or obviously gets sick and dies or whatever potentially happens. So it is based on that. It is who is going to end up controlling this giant global empire in the most viciously ruthless world of global business. So there are no winners in it, really. There are no characters in it that you kind of end up really liking some characters, but also admitting they're not great people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whatever the end result of the finale was within the show, if you had your favourites, you still realise that they weren't particularly good people.
Mm. So usually when you do Crime Club, you give a closure rating, you guys.
Yeah.
Can you give us a closure rating at the end of the series?
Closure rating is 10 out of 10 because you get a...
Okay, you get a finale.
You get a successor.
Wrapped up.
Yeah,
hence the name
right.
of the show, Succession.
Was it? Were you surprised when that guy died?
Which guy? Oh, the guy who died right at the very last scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
Well,
that
I mean, so a few good. People die actually through that last episode.
Yeah. Nah. Well, now you don't know if we're telling the truth or not.
I just think that Tom is such a little a-hole. Because if I haven't seen one episode, but if there is stuff around, you would have ruined it for people.
The, I haven't read anything and I don't plan on watching the show. I don't know things.
Okay. I love
or
the...
do I?
Yeah, see, I don't know that.
I love the fact that it flies really close to some real life stuff. Ooh. Like you've kind of got like an Elon Musk-y type character in there as well. As I said, the murder. Like it's really like, oh, hang on, that's... Donald Trump, that political figure, loosely right-wing, like, and that's that. So you kind of, you fall for the characters, but you're also like, yeah, but that's kind of what it's see. Real life-y sort of stuff, and it's not pleasant, some of the stuff.
All right, so you love the finale.
Awesome
Succession
finale.
As
brilliant.
A whole, should people go and watch
it? 100%. You're going to watch it. That's why I've got to be careful with the spoilers. Tommy, you're saying you're not going to watch
Never.
It. Please
White
watch
Lotus.
It.
White Lotus, I won't. I'm not interested in.
No,
interested
this
in
is 10 either. Times better than White Lotus.
Yeah, okay. No.
Okay, so
either,
what are you giving it out of? Well, normally we go out of 5.
What, as in the whole show?
The whole series,
the whole four seasons is, what, out of 5?
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Go best, and see 6.
Best show I've watched in years.
Yeah. And weirdly, I'm still not convinced.
Oh, Tommy. Watch it.
So much death in that last episode.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.
Talking about Kmart. An ex-reality TV star has proven Kmart really does have everything to offer after her bizarre find at the store went viral. You're familiar with Eliza Kennedy from Love Island?
Sure.
Sure.
Mm.
Was that mmm or mmm?
No, that was just sure.
Nodding along. Okay. She's uploaded a video on TikTok this week showing her shopping at Kmart and finding a, you ready for this? Live rabbit sitting on a shelf.
Really?
Right.
Like for sale or?
Well, she says, guys, I'm in Kmart and there's this bunny just sitting here.
Are we sure it's live?
It's a real bunny. Okay. I think it's real. What? Whose rabbit is this?
Okay.
I probably could have got the audio of this video and she could have told you all this stuff.
I mean, AI is pretty good now. Is it a robotic rabbit or something?
Yeah, the
a
toys.
Holographic. Rabbit. Oh. Rabbit on tour, doing ABBA.
Or just a kid's toy that's lifelike. A closer look showed that the bunny's nose was twitching, confirming it was a real rabbit and not a Kmart stuffed toy. It is real. That is real. Oh, my God. Someone collect their bunny rabbit from Kmart. Rabbit appeared unfazed as it sat quietly on a pallet of stock in the middle of the store. But viewers were concerned that it had been abandoned. Please tell me you saved it and didn't leave it there, someone said. I'd respectfully take it home, wrote another. Kmart worker was less surprised, adding, I work at Kmart. I've seen dogs, cats, birds, lizards, the whole lot.
Whoa.
What?
Surprise.
People do take their animals to the shops. You see dogs at Bunnings all the time. And
yeah,
stuff.
What, inside Bunnings?
Yeah.
No, you're not let.
Yeah, you are.
You can tie them up outside.
No, you can take dogs inside.
Really?
Yes.
Do you want the end of the story? So just an update on the bunny. I did a few laps of the section that the bunny was in, looking like an absolute weirdo, but I was just sussing everyone out, being like, is that your bunny? Are you the parent? Anyway, the parents were there. It was a couple, and they just picked up their bunny, put the bunny on their shoulder, and proceeded to stroll through Kmart. Very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
So... bizarre. I mean, people who carry animals around on their shoulders, that's a whole nother topic.
I love that. Day. I love that. Always a random parrot or something. Like,
surprise animals.
Surprise.
Where were the surprise animals?
Well, I've heard, have you guys heard that there's this sort of urban legend about, you know, the Cloak brothers?
And play for Collingwood?
Collingwood, yes. Yeah. Jason Cloak, Travis Cloak, Cameron Cloak. Travis the best of a lot of them. Like, their dad, I've just got to explain this quickly to you. Mm-hmm. Their dad played over 100 games for both Collingwood and Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
So eligible under father-son to both clubs. The story goes that Collingwood contingent came and tried to recruit the Cloak brothers. Went to their house, David and his wife, to try and convince them to sign with Collingwood, not with Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Maguire, Mick Malthouse, and I think the recruiting manager of the Pies. Mm. And the story goes that they've sat down at the couch thinking, like, this is real formal. They're all wearing suits. Like, well, you know, this is what we can offer to your sons and everything like that. And just wandering through the house was a little pony. Just walks past and the
inside.
Clip-clop.
Inside, yeah, just inside. And, of course, none of the family reacted because they're used to it. They're like... Was that a pony? Was that a little like one of those little Shetland pony things?
Little Sebastian.
And they said, "Oh yeah, yeah. Do you want to come see?" It had its own room. And
amazing. I love that.
And then like, oh yeah, and here into the bathroom. In the bathtub were little turtles swimming around. And
surprise.
Just like, surprise.
Animals.
Here's some animals in your house.
Yeah, okay. Where have you seen a surprise animal? Brett in Bell Park, have you seen a surprise animal?
Yeah, I have, and this is a bit of a different one. I work on ships out of Karratha, top of WA. And the vessel had just come back from Singapore, and we were in our fifth week of the swing, which is, you know, we've been on there for, you know, 4 and a bit weeks.
Oh, we understand swinging, don't you worry.
No, a bit different than that. Anyway, we've got a room on the ship called your forecastle, which is where you drop all your anchors and you tie up, and you've got ropes everywhere, and it's quite a large room, multi-levelled. And we're in there, and in the fifth week of the swing, one of us looks up and sees a snake. And we've gone, all right, no worries. So we've alerted the bridge. They've called, you know, next time we're in, we've got animal control down. And they found this python.
Oh.
The ship had just come back from Singapore. This python would have been 2 to 2.5 metres long. And we'd be...
Oh, he's cut out.
Oh, no.
You there, Brett?
5 weeks with this massive python.
You've been cruising for 5 weeks with this huge python just rolling around the ship. Oh, my God, how horrifying.
Yeah. Sounds like Love Island.
And
it does sound like... Yeah, yeah. But I'm sorry, Brett. We've got to wrap it there.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.